Dubai Eye 103.8.
It is time for Chinese New Year celebrations. In fact, the celebrations have been ongoing across the world for quite a few days now, but none more so than here in the UAE. Chinese communities across the globe, across the UAE, right here in Dubai, are welcoming in the Lunar New Year with prayers, with family feasts, and with shopping sprees aplenty. There is no shortage of things to do around town, and much of that is thanks to the Dubai Retail and Festivals Establishment. Their Director of Retail Registration is Mohammed Faris Arikat, who joins us live on the line now. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Now listen, let's talk about that sort of link, if we can, first and foremost, between Dubai and China, as I'm sure I'm not alone in seeing a certain spike in the number of Chinese tourists who love coming to Dubai to shop.
That's correct, Tom. Chinese now are the fourth top source market for visitors to Dubai. We had close to 800,000 visitors coming to Dubai during the 2018. There are so many activations and events tailored to the Chinese visitors going on right now from the 3rd of February until the 13th of February, starting from Mall of the, a lot of shopping destinations that are doing a lot of events, like Mall of the Emirates, where they will put on 14-minute shows daily until the 13th of February, featuring entertainers performing the Acrobat Chinese Show and the Chinese and Dragon Dance displays. In addition, shoppers can participate in calligraphy and rice painting workshops and enjoy a live Mahjong player. There are so many other activations happening, for example, at the Dubai Mall, who they will host a program of live performances in their China art theme until the 10th of February from 10 a.m. until the 11 a.m. daily in the Fashion Avenue. We've got also roaming parades, which will take place throughout the mall starting 4 p.m., where guests can witness traditional music plays and parades and puppet calligraphy until 9 p.m. So many activations as well happening at the Dubai Parks and Resorts, where they will be transporting people to the vibrant streets of mainland China with an incredible lineup of entertainment and activities across its properties. We've got also Riverland Dubai, who will be decked with dazzling red and gold Chinese traditional lanterns to mark the occasion until the 9th of February. Visitors to Motion Gate, for example, can enjoy traditional activities with their favorite film characters, including dragon dances and a parade with Master Po. At Legoland as well, we've got the Legoland Dubai will host the Lego themed fun activities for the Chinese New Year from the 5th to the 16th of February, where kids can take part in mosaic building, pin their wishes on a wishing wall, and walk by factory streets, which will be decorated with traditional lanterns and red lights. So many activations are happening at the moment, and for tailored for the Chinese visitors.
Yeah, and it's interesting, isn't it? Because obviously the Spring Festival season, or Chinese New Year, is so important in Chinese culture. And whilst we might celebrate New Year's on a New Year's Eve and a New Year's Day, this celebrations go on for a lot longer. And will that be reflected with all the activities?
Yes. So these activities are actually ongoing from, some of them are going from the 3rd to the 13th of February, and some of them are lasting longer up till the 28th. For example, we have so many promotions as well that are happening at the malls, like Mall of the Emirates, which is the WeChat Pay preferred shopping destination. Shoppers can get a chance to win a daily prize of 15,000 dirhams when spending 1,000 dirhams or more during the Chinese New Year celebrations. We've got visitors to the Dubai Mall can be gifted with a teddy bear when spending 600 dirhams or more using the Alipay until 18th of March even. In Atlantis, the Palm, the Dubai guests can explore the hotel, visit the outlets, and uncover clues by scanning AR and QR codes, which would be strategically placed across 8 of the property's venues, including the Lost Chambers, the Bread Street Kitchen, and the Wave House. Each clue will represent one lucky fish and a coin, which enters the participant into a lucky draw to win one of three incredible prizes, including a two-night stay in an underwater suite, a cash prize of 13,635 dirhams, which is 25,000 RMBs in Chinese currency, and return flights from China to Dubai. We also have a lot of promotions that will be ongoing during this particular period at multiple brands in Dubai. At Ibn Battuta Mall, shoppers who spend 200 dirhams at any of the outlets get a chance to win a 2019 Haval SUV. Exclusive offers at the likes of Armani Exchange in Dubai Mall, where also union pay holders can receive 25% off on purchases at some of the stores like the Herschel Supply Company stores. We've got bargain hunters. They can visit the Chic shoes in Deir City Center and receive up to 70% off any purchase, and a lot more promotions happening as well.
I mean, there's so much going on around the city. There is so much to choose from. Where's the best place to go to in order to get information, to find out what is happening where?
The best place to go to, you can check out our website at visitdubai.com and go to the Chinese New Year after that, CNY. And you will find all the information and all related to whatever events or activations or promotions that are happening in town during this particular period.
Mohammed, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks to you and all the team at DRFE. Thank you very much indeed, and enjoy your Chinese New Year.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
That is Mohammed Faris Arikat there, Director of Retail Registration at Dubai Retail and Festivals Establishment. Joining us live here on the show.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.